Natural Healing Wonders, the natural way to enhanced health and well-being. Introduction. More and more people today are turning to natural and alternative healing methods to relieve their physical or psychological problems, both big and small. If you are unfamiliar with them, you may be surprised or even alarmed when you hear about these methods or when a friend or family member has recourse to them. Often, when people talk about these methods, they lump them together in one package and make a blanket judgment about them, either positive or negative. But the reality is much more complicated. There are many different methods, each having practitioners of varying competence, and each being appropriate or inappropriate for different people, depending on many different factors. In addition, many people have the notion that one must make a radical choice between classical allopathic medicine and alternative methods, and that choosing one system means that you abandon all that the other one has to offer while accepting everything that the proponents of your chosen system say as being indisputable truth. Fortunately, this extreme attitude is not at all necessary, even though some people seem to think so. The purpose of this book is to present an overview of the natural healing scene today, so that each person can come to an informed conclusion about this important subject. The fact that you are reading this book shows that you are ready to approach the subject with an open mind. Although we will be treating these methods with a respectful and sympathetic attitude, our goal is not to convince or to prove, but to describe what is out there. It will be up to you to draw your own conclusions and extend your research to find out more about any methods that you may find interesting or promising. Chapter 1. What is illness? The World Health Organization considers the state of good health as one of total physical, mental, and social well-being, rather than just being the lack of infirmity or disease. One is believed to be ill or suffering from an illness when one does not have physical, mental, and social well-being. Is illness different from disease? The two terms are often used interchangeably, so that their meanings are intertwined. There are various types of known diseases today, such as AIDS and the different kinds of cancer like breast cancer. Some diseases are deemed curable, while others are not. When one is ill from a disease, one displays symptoms that help physicians to create a diagnosis of what is afflicting the patient. To eliminate the symptoms of disease, a patient is often given medication. For this, the physician relies heavily on the science of pharmacology. A person is believed to be ill when there are irregularities in the function of the mind or body which create dysfunction, discomfort, or distress in the patient. The word illness may also be used to cover other conditions, such as deviant behaviors, infections, syndromes, disabilities, and injury. What causes illness? Physical illness. Aside from infectious diseases, commonly thought to be caused by pathogens, mainstream medicine does not overly concern itself with the question of the root causes of disease, but rather is very adept at describing the malfunctioning that occurs in the body once the disease is present. Many of the alternative methods, however, stem from a particular view of what causes disease in the first place. For example, homeopaths speak of the importance of the terrain or genetic background. Mind-body proponents will say that everything starts in the mind, and the physical illness is a symbolic manifestation of a particular mental attitude. Mental illness. The term is broadly applied to various illnesses that could cover cognitive impairment, behavioral dysregulation, and emotional or affective instability. Mental illness is also known under other generic labels: behavioral problem, emotional problems, emotional disability, abnormal psychology, psychological disorder, psychiatric disorder, and mental disorder. Mental illness may be traced to biological causes, such as genetic, chemical, and anatomical factors, or psychological causes, such as conflict or trauma. The word insanity is generally applied as a legal term rather than a medical term. Also, brain damage caused by various injuries, illnesses, or conditions may be a cause of mental illness. How does one recover from an illness? A patient in the mainstream medical system has to rely on health care to get better. Health care is defined as the avoidance of illness and its treatment and management when one is ill. The maintenance of the patient's mental and physical well-being as provided by nurses, doctors, and members of the allied health professions, also falls under the umbrella term health care. Any individual who has to undergo medical treatment is dubbed a patient. Frequently, the patient has an injury or illness which necessitates receiving medical treatment from a health care professional, such as a doctor. Natural healing has a different view, which we shall see in the following chapter. Chapter 2. What is natural healing? Natural healing, also called alternative medicine or holistic healing, is a system that emphasizes self-care using natural therapies that aim to develop and restore health and wellness through prevention and natural means, as opposed to surgery and the use of drugs. Natural health practitioners place a great emphasis on prevention and healthy living in order to avoid illness in the first place. They provide health education to people so they will regain freedom over their health, particularly giving them back the opportunity to heal themselves and making them aware of which health decisions are best. Natural healing differs in various ways from traditional medicine. It considers the real healer to be nature herself and seeks to work in cooperation with nature to effect healing rather than to treat the patient as a complex machine. It is also called holistic healing because it takes into consideration the entire person, body, soul, and spirit. The attitude of patients, far from being irrelevant, is crucial to their well-being and their ability to heal. Since many natural healing methods have been ignored and belittled by traditional medicine, this movement has grown outside the limits of the officially approved circuits. The people involved in it are therefore inclined to have less respect for invested authority. Patients want to be active participants in the care of their own body, rather than passive receivers. They want to be treated as equals, as adults. The term patient in itself hints at a basically passive attitude. In the natural healing context, the patient is asked to listen to his body so he can detect the symptoms of his disorder. Treatment through natural healing is carried out when the patient takes an active role and adopts healthy practices. Natural healing emphasizes the consumption of natural products, such as herbs, nuts, sprouts, seeds, grains, vegetables and fruit, and supplements. Our emotional well-being is placed in our hands when we are encouraged to have a positive attitude towards our health. Basically, we are asked to take responsibility for our health. The goal of traditional medicine, on the other hand, is to destroy or cure a disease or illness by eliminating the symptoms. This is done via the intake of drugs or surgery, also known as medical intervention. Patients who follow traditional medical practices tend to eat man-made products that may have toxic side effects rather than natural products. Many patients maintain a negative attitude towards their health, which further derails their progress towards good health. To get better, the patient places responsibility for his health on another person, usually the doctor. In fact, natural healing is based on a very different worldview from that of traditional medicine. Traditional medicine comes from the paradigm that was developed at the time of the Enlightenment. In their effort to throw off the shackles of a repressive political system based on royalty and privileges that drew its legitimacy from God, as defined by his earthly representatives, thinkers of the 18th century rejected any and all kinds of spirituality and created a new religion called science. For them, science was synonymous with materialism, and all explorations beyond the realm of what could be seen and touched became taboo because it was considered as a regression to a dark, ignorant past. Natural healers transgress this taboo in many ways, and this is why a lot of people, on both sides, often become very emotional about this subject instead of asking the most relevant question, does it work or not?